This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. We continue now with our look at elder abuse, at a new Georgia law aimed at fighting it, and whether state and local governments have the resources to do it. Authorities recently closed an Alzheimer's care facility in Commerce, Georgia, and filed charges against the owner and 20 staff members. Vernon Keenan is director of the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Mr. Keenan, welcome back. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
You said last week that the GBI was looking into three deaths at that facility in Commerce, and you were also looking at their financial records. Have you learned anything new since you said you were looking at those things?
No, it's still a ongoing and very active investigation, and it will take some time to go through the records and to continue building our case against the facility.
But since the charges against the owner and the staffers came to light, have you gotten any other reports or any other complaints from people who say there were problems with their loved ones or with anyone at that facility?
We have continued to receive information from former employees and also from family members of former patients that were at the facility. So the information is still coming in, and it requires a lot for us to digest and handle the information.
And the number of deaths you're looking at is still at three?
That's correct. And this is going to require some extensive work by our medical examiner staff. We've collected the records, and they're reviewing to determine if there was a problem associated with the deaths of the three patients.
But this is just one investigation, and you have said even before this that elder abuse is a problem that is growing in Georgia and one that has been very difficult for investigators to get a hold of. How big of a strain is just this one investigation putting on the resources you have for elder abuse?
Well, as we were doing this investigation, we found out exactly how resource intensive it is to investigate a facility. This investigation required 35 law enforcement officers, but also 35 social workers and medical staff to participate in the execution of the search warrant. So it is extremely resource intensive. What I will say that Georgia's headed to is more investigations of this type, because as education and public awareness occurs on the problem of elder abuse, then there are more reports that are being sent to Adult Protective Services and law enforcement and prosecutors. So elder abuse is a misunderstood and seriously unreported crime. And as the public becomes more aware of the problems and the crime, as law enforcement becomes more engaged, then there are going to be more cases made.
Catherine Fowler of the Georgia Council on Aging told us in an earlier conversation a few days ago that the number of reports have gone up 65% since 2008 alone. Budgets, of course, have not increased at all. Do you have the resources to do this?
Well, we will address the crime with the resources that are made available to us. I do know that in the future it's going to require additional resources, both in staffing levels and specialized training to address the problem. It's not going to go away. It's estimated nationally that for every elder abuse case which is reported to authorities, there are 14 that go unreported. And I believe we will find that to be the case in Georgia. And as the population continues to age, there's going to be more crimes committed like this. So it is the state and local law enforcement are going to be stressed in dealing with, an expanding crime.
What you've just said to me sounds very similar to something you said to me a few months ago when we were talking about child sex trafficking, an equally troubling problem. And you said at the time that you had had to, because budgets haven't been growing, you've had to move resources to combat that problem. Are you now having to just move back and forth and move resources around as high-profile cases come up to whatever area it is that's being profiled at the moment.
Yeah. What you're outlining is exactly how we handle business. We continually prioritize what the GBI is doing. And as a case like we just were involved with in Commerce, that required us to bring in agents from other field offices to support the office handling the Commerce investigation. We continually prioritize the work of the agency. Our number one priority has always been crimes against children. But second to that is violent crimes against persons, and of course, elderly abuse falls in that category. Now, we will have to give up working other types of crimes to keep the priorities where they need to be. But that's the fact of life in law enforcement, whether it's at the state or the local level. It's going to be a constant shifting of resources to meet the most pressing needs and the greatest crime problems.
But if we want to have a credible effort against, whether it's child sex trafficking, elder abuse, or other crimes, are we simply going to have to look at spending more money?
I think in the future that we're going to have to divert resources from other lower priority areas into working child abuse, elder abuse cases. Government is going to have to constantly make decisions on where their priorities rest at, and this is going to be one of those areas. Because we're going to see this continue to increase as public awareness brings cases to law enforcement's attention and as law enforcement begin to work these cases. You know, House Bill 78, which Governor Deal signed into law.
Yeah, that's the new law increasing the penalties for some of these crimes.
Right. It did. In fact, the House Bill 78 did several things. It did increase the penalties for the abuse and neglect and exploitation of adults and disabled adults. It increased the penalties from 5 years to 20 years, substantial increase. But it did some other things. The prosecutors pointed out that there needed to be the laws needed to be changed so that depositions could be taken from persons over the age of 72. Regardless of their health condition, because many of them would not be in a position to testify as a witness or a victim in a case that is several years in the future. So now depositions preserve their testimony. House Bill 78 also made it a crime for owners and operators and managers of nursing facilities who were involved in a conspiracy or accomplices in an elder abuse case, they could be prosecuted as well. So it's the House Bill 78 is a major piece of legislation and was a great foundation for the state of Georgia to begin to address the problems of elder abuse.
But in the meantime, Adult Protective Services this year, in this year's budget, lost an entire category of employees who go in to talk to people at risk and perhaps unearth the problem, these family service workers. 17 positions were cut. So doesn't that just, number one, increase the burden on the GBI and other agencies in trying to find these problems, and number two, make it more difficult to find and prosecute as many problems as we have?
Yeah, well, whenever resources are diminished, it becomes it creates hardships. There's no question about that.
So the ultimate question, I suppose, is this new law enforceable? Does it have any teeth at all?
Oh yes, and new law's got a lot of teeth in it. And you know, and the stepping stones for House Bill 78 was a working group made up of all the law enforcement agencies, the associations that represent them, the social service agencies, Georgia Council on Aging, other advocacy groups. We had a meeting at GBI, and one of the things I asked the collective group, and about 30 different organizations present, and I asked them to outline their biggest obstacles to investigating and prosecuting elder abuse cases. And number one at the list was the fact that all of the laws relating to elder abuse were scattered out in different code sections, where if it's going to be criminal prosecution investigation, the crimes need to be consolidated in Title 16, which is the criminal code. And that's one of the things that House Bill 78 did. There was an expanded list of mandated reporters to Adult Protective Services and law enforcement and prosecutors. It was expanded out to include other groups that such as dentists, interns, marriage counselors, teachers, paramedics, those that under the old law were not required to mandate reports of abuse. So all of that has been greatly strengthened. The other thing that came out of the working group was the fact that law enforcement at the state and local level were not engaged with Adult Protective Services and other social services in the investigation and prosecution of elder abuse cases. So we've embarked on a program to train local law enforcement on what the crime of elder abuse is, how to recognize the signs, and how to partner with the social service agencies. Because the Commerce case has shown that law enforcement cannot do these cases single-handedly, and the social services cannot do it by themselves. It's got to be done as a partnership. Building partnerships doesn't require additional funding, but it does require effort.
Vernon Keenan is the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI. Mr. Keenan, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis, for your interest in this important crime.